Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get started, let's meet this week's earbud sponsor, Verbal. Verbal is changing the way we consume audio entertainment. Verbal has the largest audio libraries in the United States, featuring all your favorite audio in one place. Verbal is free, with no downloads and no paywalls. Verbal's snippet tool is easy to use and allows for short-form audio content to go viral. Verbal's playlist tool lets users save and group audio, like a mixtape. Anyone can monetize content on Verbal with only 1,000 listeners a month. Sign up now to listen or claim your station on the web or iOS app. Just search for Verbal. V-U-R-B-L. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Feedback with Earbuds. The voice you're hearing is not Earbuds founder, Arielle Nissenblatt, and that's because I'm guest hosting Feedback with Earbuds this week. I'm Sabrina B., host of the Experimental Audio Scene podcast, and I'll tell you a bit more about me and my podcast in a bit. Arielle's on a road trip and has a bad cold this week, so she asked me to fill in, and she'll be back next week. So with that aside, let's get into it. We've got a packed episode for you this week. This week's Earbuds theme is in honor of National Family Caregivers Month, which is celebrated in November, and we're getting it in just under the wire. I cannot believe December is practically here. The theme comes from Susie Singer Carter and is called Memories Are So Yesterday. In a moment, you'll hear an interview between Arielle and Susie about Susie's podcast picks, about Susie's experience as a caregiver for her mother, and about her work in the podcast world. Susie and Arielle have been in touch for about a year. She reached out to Arielle a few months ago to get some podcast marketing advice in advance of her new podcast's launch. Earlier this year, she and her production partner Dawn released I Love Lucifer. Susie will tell you a bit about that show in the interview. But first, a note on National Family Caregivers Month. Celebrated every November, National Family Caregivers Month, NFCM, is a time to recognize and honor family caregivers across the country. It offers an opportunity to raise awareness of caregiving issues, educate communities, and increase support for caregivers. With that in mind, let's get to Arielle's chat with Susie.
Susie Singer Carter, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. How are you today?
I'm good, Arielle Nissenblatt.
I'm excited to have you here. We connected almost a year ago at this point. We got in touch through the wonders of the podcast world, and I got to witness as you launched your podcast, I Love Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just tell folks quickly about I Love Lucifer? Because that is not the subject of today's Earbuds theme, but it should still be talked about and given some light.
I would love to do that. So I Love Lucifer is an audio drama. It's scripted comedy horror. The high concept is two B-movie stars who hunt movie monsters by day and real monsters by night. And it's a bit like Bridesmaids meets American Werewolf in London. And it's a lot of fun. We just finished our first season of 10 episodes, and we loved it so much. It was so much fun. It was more work than we could have ever imagined. But check it out. I think you'll like it.
I think you will too. It is a lot of fun. So Susie, before we get to your podcast picks, you are the curator of this week's theme. I want to ask you about how you first got into the creative world.
I'm a filmmaker. So I come from a filmmaker background, and writing, producing. I just started into directing about 4 years ago. Did my first short film that was Oscar qualified called My Mom and the Girl, with Valerie Harper. It was her last beautiful performance. And that was just an extraordinary experience. But I started off, I've also been an actress, but mostly concentrating on the other side of creating and developing. I've worked in television and done everything from children's programming to Saturday morning CBS shows for tweens to Bratz the movies, co-produced Soul Surfer, the movie for Sony, and all kinds of fun things. Right now I'm working on Plain Jane, which is an adapted book that I adapted and I'm set up to direct, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a really inspiring story.
I love hearing about your creative projects. And the reason that we are in touch for this week's theme is because November is National Caregivers Month. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're honoring all the caregivers. And the reason why this is so important to me is my film, My Mom and the Girl, which is based on my mother who has Alzheimer's and has had it for going on 16 years. And my story that the film was based on is really a day in the life of her when she lived with me, and really, really showing a different perspective and reframing how we look at dementia and Alzheimer's so that we can look at it as the gifts that it can be, and that there is a life to be led, because 16 years is a long time to exist without a viable, valuable life. So I'm showing people that there is a valuable life with Alzheimer's.
So the podcasts that you chose are all kind of based on that theme, National Caregivers Month. The theme that you chose is called Memories Are So Yesterday. Love that wording. That framing is really nice.
Thank you.
So I would love to go through your podcast picks and have you tell us a little bit about each one. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Can I just explain a little bit about why Memories Are So Yesterday?
Please, please.
Okay, because we put a lot of stock in memory, and that memory, you know, is so important. It's like, I just told you that. Why can't I remember? I just told you that. And the truth of the matter is that at the end of the day, that skill that we have, which is memory, which is very helpful. And, you know, it definitely is a skill that we would like to always hold on to. But if we don't have it, it doesn't mean that we're not a full human being. It's the same as losing another sense. It's the same as losing. If you lose your sight or your hearing, you compensate with other, you know, senses. And so memories aren't that important. They're so yesterday because they really are yesterday. And what's important is now, and to live in now. And if you can't remember something and it's important to remember it, somebody else will step in and help you, like they do if you can't walk or if you can't see. So we have caregivers, and that's why we're honoring them this month, because we can't, you know, none of us can get along without a caregiver. We're all going to need a caregiver at some point.
Yeah, really, really important, good points. And you're giving me something to think about. I also want to read, you wrote in our form, in our curator's form, I say, why did you choose this theme? And you wrote, November is National Caregivers Month. And after producing my Oscar qualified short film, My Mom and the Girl, based on my mother who had Alzheimer's, and launching a podcast, Love Conquers Alls, I learned how massive the caregiving community is and how quickly it's growing. Moreover, I discovered how, as caregivers, we rely on our community to provide assistance and resources, from the practical to the emotional. So these five podcasts are go-to destinations for those who are caring for people with Alzheimer's, dementia, and other progressive disease. So really an important theme, and I'm excited to get to your podcast picks.
Thank you.
The first episode that you chose is from your podcast, Love Conquers Alls. The episode is called Lisa Gibbons on Caring for the Caregiver. So what's that one about?
Well, you would know Lisa Gibbons especially if you're here in America, if you're listening to this elsewhere, you might not know her, but she's kind of a pop culture icon. She's hosted a lot of our entertainment shows, and Lisa was touched by Alzheimer's about 15 years ago when her mother was diagnosed with it. And she wrote an amazing book, and she started these caregiving facilities for caregivers. And she's just an extraordinary woman. What I love about Lisa is that she teaches, and she really has a handle on taking care of yourself as a caregiver. And I think she's one of the first people that I ever, you know, heard that from, was that you need to take care of yourself first. And so I just found her take on caregiving to be so empathetic. You know, I love one thing that she always says, she said in our episode, is that, you know, nobody is born and grow, you know, as a little kid and says, I want to grow up and be a caregiver. You know, there's no caregiver Barbie. And I love that. And I quote that all the time. And you know what? Maybe there should be a caregiver Barbie.
I love that idea.
I just think Lisa has such a good voice, and it's empathetic and it's positive. And I think I was just really proud to have her as our guest, and she's just a great spokesperson for us.
And if people want to learn more about Lisa, where can they find her?
You can find her, Lisa Gibbons, on any of her social medias. And also you can look for her book, which is Take Your Oxygen First. And that was the first book I read in this genre for myself. And it was, you know, my Bible.
The next episode that you chose is from the podcast Fading Memories, and it is called Engaging Activities for Every Stage. What's that one about?
First of all, I love Jennifer Fink. She's a force. And Jennifer is really, you know, again, someone who came into this arena because of her own personal background, like most of us, and, you know, with a family member that had Alzheimer's. And she has a very stoic presentation for her podcast, and it's very practical and empathetic. And she brings a lot of practicality and a lot of resources. And in this particular episode, you know, one of the things that we struggle with, especially with someone with dementia, is how we keep them occupied at different levels of their disease progression. And I often liken dementia to like Benjamin Button. Like, as children are growing older and gaining skills, someone with dementia is growing younger in a sense and losing their skills. So what I love about this is that she has done a good search on finding what activities and what kinds of equipment that you can use to keep your loved one active and engaged at the stage that they're at. And that's so important.
That's really awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next episode comes from the podcast Happy Healthy Caregiver. And the episode is called Coping with a Life-Changing Caregiving Situation.
Yes. So this is, I mean, Elizabeth Miller is an incredible human being. I just want to go party with her. She's in Atlanta, and I just had her as a guest on our show, and she didn't really deal with dementia, but she dealt with all kinds of caregiving. So with her family, and, you know, the list is long. And in this particular episode, she talks about someone whose life is completely changed, as most of ours are, but with some, in an accident, when somebody is like, her husband had a spinal injury, and it happened in a plane crash that quickly. So within a blink of an eye, her life was completely transformed, her guests. And I found that it resonated for me because with my mom, the disease was slow of coming, and it's a very long disease. With something like this, your life has shifted so drastically and so fast that often you don't even know what you're just traumatized. And so she really lays out a beautiful formula for how to get through that the best that you can. And I think that's so needed. It's a very terrorizing, place to be in when someone you love, suddenly their life is completely changed, as is yours. I highly recommend that episode and Elizabeth Miller. I highly recommend her.
The next recommendation comes from the podcast Healing Ties, and the episode is called Person-Centered Approach to Dementia Care.
Oh my God. I love both of these people so much. So Christopher McLellan is the host of this podcast. Just go listen to this podcast just to listen to his voice, because it's basically Verl Ives reborn again. He's just the most loving, avuncular human being you could ever imagine. He was a caregiver for his partner who passed away from cancer. He represents the LGBTQ community in such a beautiful way. He calls himself that he's aging gayfully. I think that's beautiful. And this particular episode is, he interviewed Judy Cornish, who is highly, highly respected voice in this community. She's really an academic and has really, really reframed how we look at dementia. And my logo for this, you know, Memories Are So Yesterday, came from her, because she really explained to me that what I just told you was, you know, I sort of bastardized what she said, is that about losing memories and how we put so much stock in it, and that we just need to reassess how we look at it, and that we need to approach our loved ones with Alzheimer's and dementia with dignity and with respect, as you would anybody else who's going through some kind of ailment. So I've already said it, because I always preach her anyway, but listen to her, because she'll say it much more articulately than I do. And you'll just love that podcast. You must listen to it.
The last recommendation of this week's theme, which is called Memories Are So Yesterday, comes from the podcast Untangling Alzheimer's and Dementia. And the episode is called Untangling Life as a Millennial Caregiver with Lauren Dykowitz.
Right. So this particular podcast is hosted by Marianne Chuko. And I love these two ladies very, very much. This is how beautiful this community is, because we've all gotten to know each other and we can't help it because we just have that affinity and that concern for each other and hopefully keeping the conversation going, because it's been very marginalized and stigmatized. So Marianne has a website also, which is All's Authors, and she highlights all authors who have something to say, have a book or a novel on Alzheimer's. And she really curates the best of all the literature that's out there. So you can check that out if you happen to need that. And then Lauren Dykowitz, her guest on this episode, I've also interviewed her. She is an extraordinary young woman. She's in her late 20s. Her mother was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, and not dissimilar to the other episode I was telling you about when a tragedy comes that quickly. This is a girl who was just getting out of college. She was engaged to be married. Her life was just beginning, and suddenly she's her mother's caregiver. And when someone has early onset, it's generally the earlier, the faster the disease goes. So her mother progressed very quickly and she leaned in as hard as she could. And just, you know, instead of being a regular 20-year-old woman in her 20s, she became her mother's mommy, basically. Her memory of that journey, because her mother just passed away during COVID, is very powerful, especially if you're a millennial. And taking into account how can you balance your life as you're starting yours while you're caring for someone that you love so much as theirs is ending. So I just thought, because there's a lot of occurrences of early onset, and we are in a sandwich generation where people are caring for babies and their parents, it's really an important conversation.
Definitely. Thank you so much for curating this week's theme for Earbuds. Again, the theme is called Memories Are So Yesterday, and it's because November is National Caregivers Month. And Susie, what would you say, what is your number one go-to resource when somebody finds out that a family member of theirs has dementia or has Alzheimer's or another progressive disease like that? What was the first thing that you did, or the first resource that you sought out?
Honestly, it was, you know, this is 15 years ago when my mom first was diagnosed, so I didn't know what to do. There wasn't as many resources. Now there's so many resources and they're growing exponentially. I'm in Los Angeles. So if you're in Los Angeles, I would say Alzheimer's Los Angeles is really a hub for all resources. And if you're not in Los Angeles, Alzheimer's Association in general is probably the best to go to for overall resource, and they will point you to wherever you need to be locally. And they care, they're caring, they're very well supported, as is Alzheimer's Los Angeles, which is also tied into Alzheimer's Association, the National Association. But there's so many local ones. You can just look it up on Google it and just say, you know, Alzheimer's support, caregiver support. And listen to the podcasts, mine, all of these that I've told you, and there's more. They're so helpful because you're hearing it from people that are going through it right now, like me, and people that have gone through it, and people who are just starting. So you'll find somebody that will resonate with you. And all of us, if you reach out, will give you all of our resources, and we have plenty.
Sounds like an amazing community.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. What would you say, because you're a media person, because you're a content person, you're in Hollywood, who or what organizations get the depiction of Alzheimer's right on camera, and what has been a really bad depiction?
Okay. So I'm very, very opinionated about this.
I'm sure.
I get myself in trouble.
You don't have to say the bad one.
That's okay.
Who does it right?
Nobody has done it right, except for there was one movie called Away From Her. And you can look it up. It was done, I believe, in like early 90s. And it's the perfect, you know, picture of what it's like to go through Alzheimer's from a marriage point of view. Everything about it was spot on. And then my film, My Mom and the Girl, honestly is really, I did it so that it was real and that it wasn't gratuitous. So that you really got to see what happens, but you're not focusing on all the horror that happens, because horror happens in any situation.
Yeah.
So I focused on both. I call it a joyous look at Alzheimer's. And the reason why I say the other ones are still Alice, well acted, well produced, but not well presented in terms of Alzheimer's. It minimized the effects of it. The manifestation was not presented properly. And, you know, I think if you didn't know about Alzheimer's, you would have a very skewed idea of what Alzheimer's looks like. And I think, you know, it's just responsible to really present whatever you're presenting, present it authentically, because movies are powerful. Content is powerful. That's why we can reach people. Content and movies are so powerful. That's why we do them. That's why I did My Mom and the Girl. I thought, who does anyone need another Alzheimer's film? And then I thought, but this story is really amazing. It's so potent and positive that I need to tell it. And so, you know, and when you meet people that have seen it and they cry and they hug you and they say, thank you for telling my story. Thank you. I don't feel alone. You go, that's worth it. And yep. So I think it's important to be responsible when you are presenting something so that people, you know, that's why they're going. That's why they're going to see it. So I just think it's the right thing to do.
Well, Susie Singer-Carter, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast this week. You were awesome.
You're awesome. Thank you for having it. Thank you for supporting caregivers and always us. We love you, Ariel. But you're just freaking the shit.
Big thank you to Susie for curating this week's list and for joining Ariel in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast. Squadcast is a remote recording studio that helps podcasters record studio quality audio and video from wherever with anyone. We will link to all of Susie's podcast picks in the show notes of this episode. And as always, you can find our newsletter, also with links, at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to curate a list? Anyone can do so. When you curate a list, you can include one of your own episodes. Learn more at our website. And before we get to this week's Earbuds Spotlight pick, let me tell you a bit about me, Sabrina B., your guest host for the week. I produce and host the podcast Experimental Audio Scene, all about experimental audio and listening journey. I invite you to find somewhere comfy and settle in, close your eyes, and slip into the audio journey of your choosing. Don't know where to start? Might I suggest starting with Adventures at Heart House Farms? Outside of the podcast, I run a website, experimentalaudioscene.com, and there you can find a variety of offerings, including podcast support. So hosting, consulting, producing, editing, and more. If you need some extra help with your podcast, I'd love to help. I also offer peer support, and this holiday season, my focus is on boundary support. Are you looking to put some distance between you and your job this holiday season? Trying to get your boss to understand that you're absolutely not working during your time off? Or maybe you're trying to muster up the courage to request adequate time off? Or are you worried about navigating events with family that you can't avoid? Book a boundary support session and let's work through it together. We'll solidify your boundaries and create strategies to help you uphold them in stressful situations. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in that week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for more audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Two Broke Twimbos. This spotlight was submitted by Earbuds readers and podcasters. It's layered. Here's the description. What do you get when you combine two Zimbabweans with neither financial muscle nor any real-life influence? When all they possess is body odor and Twitter accounts? Welcome to Two Broke Twimbos. And now for a few quick ads and some opportunities before we close out. First off, Ariel is teaching a podcast marketing class on December 2nd from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time through the Montana Media Lab. If you have a podcast and are having trouble growing it, or you're wondering about marketing tactics, that's what she'll be covering. We'll have a link to register for it in the show notes. Next, an announcement from one of our supporters, Clever.fm. Clever.fm is creating the YouTube of podcasting, and they're offering the first 100 podcast hosts free white glove services to help tag and link out content in your show. If you're looking for a way to have listeners interact with your content more easily, Clever.fm can help. Grab this deal early. Details will be in the show notes. Next, make sure to head over to the Earbuds blog. We recently spoke with Raul Vega of the podcast Swiss and Lolly Hijack Hollywood. Raul is a podcast producer, music producer, and much more. He even landed Patton Oswalt as a guest on the last episode of his podcast. Find out how. That's on Earbuds blog. That's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. Ariel will be back next week with more. In the meantime, if you want more from me, head on over to experimentalaudioscene.com, where you'll be able to find all available offerings, including boundary support, as well as the newsletter and links to socials. I'm Sabrina B. This has been Feedback with Earbuds, and thank you for listening.
Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.